Mmm, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Hey guys, you're listening to the most captivating podcast in iTunes. That's right, the Elite Man Podcast, where we turn average men into elite men every day. We interview the very best experts from the lifestyle, health, fitness, social, and even entrepreneurial worlds. And with their help, we give you some of the best advice on the planet. Subscribe now if you haven't already and enjoy the show. And oh yeah, if you really enjoy it, leave us a review. On today's episode, episode number 173, entitled, How to Find Your Purpose and Begin Living the Life You've Always Wanted, I chat with my good friend, Sal Mariano. Sal Mariano is an international speaker and self-mastery life coach, and in today's episode, Sal talks about how to identify your true purpose in life and begin living the life you've always wanted. He talks about figuring out your core values, mastering your thoughts, and taking inspired, meaningful action every day. Sal also dives into the power of self-belief, pushing past your fears, and cultivating trust with yourself. If you're wondering how to break out of the day-to-day monotony of life and take things to the next level by following your passions and finding your purpose, check this episode out now. You are going to love it. Ashwagandha is an adaptogenic herb that's been used in Ayurvedic medicine for thousands of years. As an adaptogen, it's great at combating stress and preventing the release of excess cortisol. By regulating the body's physiological response to stress, ashwagandha is believed by a number of researchers to be able to stave off the anxiolytic effects of day-to-day and even acute stress. In one very impressive double-blind placebo-controlled study conducted in 2000, 88.2% of all participants who took a form of the ashwagandha herb saw a marked improvement in their anxiety levels after weeks 2 and 6, the predetermined follow-up times for observance. The link to this research article, by the way, is in the show notes. Certainly more research should be conducted, but the more this wonder herb is being studied, the more promise it shows. As a suspected potent antioxidant and anti-inflammatory, its effects on the brain and body have been touted to help support everything from thyroid function to adrenal fatigue to energy levels, brain cell activity, and even immune system virility, to name a few. And if you're excited like I am about this herb, I've got fantastic news. It's our latest Elite Life Nutrition product. That's right. After getting together with our world-class manufacturing team, we've put together an ashwagandha formula that's literally the best on the market. Created in our GMP-certified facilities right here in America, our Elite Life Nutrition ashwagandha promises to give you the highest quality of ashwagandha money can buy. Go to EliteLifeNutrition.com/ashwagandha right now to order your wonder herb today. That's ashwagandha. I know, it's not the easiest to spell, but it's certainly one of the healthiest herbs you can get your hands on. Again, that's EliteLifeNutrition.com/ashwagandha. All right, guys, we're live. It's Justin Stenstrom from EliteManMagazine.com, and my guest today is the one and only Sal Mariano. Sal, thanks so much for coming on the show, bro.
Thanks for having me, Justin. I'm super pumped, man.
Dude, I am really pumped. This is actually your second time. I should have said coming back on the show because this is your second time. The last episode you were on, I believe, was episode 147. And in it, we had a blast doing it. I mean, we have a blast all the time doing, you know, our periodic calls and chatting on Facebook or texting, whatever, yeah. Man. You're truly one of the coolest guys I know, one of my best friends in the online space. And I love having a conversation with you. But yeah, guys, if you're listening right now and you have not checked out episode 147, go back to that after this interview and make sure you check it out. It's one of our best episodes ever and actually one of our most downloaded episodes ever. That just shows you that Sal brings the goods every single time, and he's going to deliver again today. So I'm really excited, man.
Oh, that's great. Dude, that's amazing, man. Thank you. Thank you very much. You crush it, man. You are 141. What episode is this one? Do we know?
That was 147. This episode, I think, 147. Coming out, okay, probably be in the 170s by the time it's released. So 170-something, 172 or 3 or something like that. We'll see. but yeah, I mean, so I've been doing this now for, I think, 3 or 4 years. I don't even know. Time flies. But yeah, it's been crazy, man. Just pumping podcasts out for a while. And then now we're For the last couple of years, you've been doing just one every Tuesday, and it adds up, man. I mean, you think about it, that's 52 weeks in a year. That's 52 a year. And then, you know, like I said in the beginning, we were pumping them out all the time. But yeah, it fucking adds up. And I believe I'm getting better as time goes by. If you listen to some of those early ones, you know, I don't, because I fucking cringe when I listen to them. But I was horrible the first like 20 or 30 episodes, man. And it's pretty fucking tough to listen to. Some of the guests I brought on were cool, but I was fucking really bad. And you know, I think like anything, the more you do it, the just more comfortable you get with it, the more you are able to express yourself better and, you know, learn little things along the way and get better with time. But yeah, man, it's been a fucking, it's been a long ride, and I've been enjoying the journey for sure.
Oh, that's, yeah, man. So dude, you're an incredible, for the listeners out there, Justin has been a huge, huge influence in my life. Justin, I think that I did my first private group Facebook Live in the Elite Man group, your private group. I was just thinking back, like the first time I did stuff, because I've been doing Facebook Lives. I think I have more recorded Facebook Lives than Ty Lopez. It's some ridiculous amount because I do it so much. But I remember you and I were talking, and I did a Facebook Live on your group because I think you were under the weather one day, and it was one of the funniest things because the dog came over and farted right in the vicinity of like when I was giving the live. So it was this terrible stench when I'm trying to be all like serious. It was so ridiculous. So that, yeah, man, you've been a huge, do you remember that?
I do.
That's great. Yeah. It's old. That's like 2.5 years ago.
Yeah. That was fucking while ago, man. Yeah. But no, I mean, you pulled it together. I think if I'm not mistaken either, I think in that Facebook Live, the first one you ever did, I think the lights went out or something too. There was something going on with your lights and like the power went out like fucking mid video. Oh man, that was some fucking awesome times, man.
Yeah, it's really cool to reminisce about the earlier stages. That's what reminded me of, like the earlier podcast. And it's like, it reminds you like how hard we are on ourselves earlier on, and like the tenacity and the grit of when we're so nervous, or when I was so nervous about doing it. I can remember the mindset that I had back then was, dude, I just went to Justin's freaking Elite Man conference. It was really cool. It was intimate because I got to meet the guys, meet the speakers. The only speaker that I asked a question, I had the guts to raise my hand and ask a question, his answer was, shut the fuck up and do it, which was one of the craziest things I've ever been told to. I don't know if I told you that story, but it was epic. I was so like, whoa. And then I remember getting into your group so excited and just pumped to be part of it. And when you asked me, I was like, oh yeah, I get to show up and have some fun. And then the dog farts and the lights go out.
Yeah, dude, you know, you can't ever predict shit like that, but I think you just went with the flow and kept it going, man. Kept you cool for the next whatever 10-15 minutes, man. It ended up being a good video, but that was fucking awesome. Sal, today I want to focus on kind of feeding off the last episode that we did. So the last episode was about getting passionate about life, finding your why, and having a purpose. But in this episode, I want to focus primarily on how we can find our purpose. And then when we find that purpose, what that does to our life, like how that can change our life. And dude, of all the people I talk to, and I talk to some really cool people, as you know, like I just had some, we were just kind of shooting the shit before we went on. You know, sometimes I have some huge names on the podcast, and of all the people I have on the show, I think you are probably the number one person to talk about finding your purpose and what that takes. Because seriously, dude, you have your shit together. Every time I talk to you, and I'm not just saying this, you know, blowing smoke up your ass. Every time I talk to you, you're inspiring, you're fucking excited, and you're on top of your shit. You know what your purpose is. You're loving life. You jump out of bed every morning and you fucking tackle the day like no one else. And it's fucking awesome, man. It's very inspirational. And I want to pick your brain today on how you were able to figure that out and how other guys can do the same. So for any of those guys that have been living under a rock for the last couple of years and haven't come across you on Facebook or in the Elite Man Mastermind group, or they haven't listened to that past episode we did on the podcast, just take about 2 minutes or so, a minute or two,
and talk about what it is you do right now exactly and how you got to that point in the last couple of years. I know it's been a few years since you've kind of been tackling your entrepreneurial journey.
Yeah, dude, absolutely. All right. So, Justin, thanks for that. That's awesome. Yes, I've been spent about a little over 3 years now, really focusing on what purpose is and what purpose meant to me. A lot of the words like meaning, why, all these things came up. Because what I found was that I was that guy that, even though I dropped out of college, I'm not saying that, you know, that this is an integral part of my story. So I need to add this in, but what I'm saying is that I was always that guy that was like, okay, buy the car, get the house, get the wife, go to college, get the job, blah, blah, blah. Do this. If I get this, then I am this, all these things. And I had a number of different jobs through my 20s. I was just telling Justin before we were chatting that when I was 21 years old, I started an e-commerce store, the business partner of mine. And at the time I was in college, and I remember paying my way through college, like giving them the college, the administration office. I remember giving them, like, one time I gave them cash to pay for my classes. And it was really funny because they're looking at me like, what do we do with this? But they had to take it. And I remember just within like maybe a few months after that, I wrote myself, my first 4-figure check. And at the time it was, I want to say it was around like 4 or 5 grand. And not to make it about money, but at 21 years old, that was the largest check I'd ever received for any of my services. And I created this online business. Why is this important? I learned at a really young age in my 20s that, that money wasn't everything. However, money is great. We get to love money. But what I found was every single day, even throughout, so that was 21. Now fast forward to when I was 26, 27, I was in and out of corporate jobs, in and out of different, entrepreneurial opportunities. And I still woke up every morning, dude. And I was like, there's gotta be more to life. Like, what is the point of this? What's going on? And what I tell people is I went and had a really, really fun time one night at a casino, Foxwoods Casino, to be exact, for you to know, on the East Coast. And I remember waking up after partying really hard and just looking at my life and saying, if I keep this up, where am I going? And so I asked myself for the first time, I was like, what is the big question? Like, I asked myself, what am I here for? Why? And for the first time in my life, I'd asked myself such a profound question. It shook the bedrock of my existence. I remember feeling like, whoa, not only do I not know the answer, but I can't even answer this in terms of this is my life and I don't know my why. So fast forward, I obsessed over learning what purpose was, what my why was, how to do that, the roadblocks of how to overcome it, where to identify it, all these things. And after like a year and a half of reading so many books and fully immersing myself into this industry we call personal development, entrepreneurship, lifestyle entrepreneurship, going after your goals, or the new phrase of living life on your terms, I found, I'm like, dude, I have spent so much time on helping men and women identify what their purpose is. And what I found through this, not only have I, you know, I've traveled the world and I've quit my corporate job, like I have all these cool little background stories. I think I mentioned it in the last episode, 147, which you can check out. But the biggest thing was that what I found was when you find your purpose, it takes conditioning just like a muscle to move forward. And a lot of people don't know that, but where they get stuck is in the why and the how. And so they go, what is my purpose? Like, if I was to ask the majority of people right now, tell me if you agree, Justin, if you were to say, what is your purpose in the world? You'd get a pause and kind of like, maybe people would even stick their chin up. And it's hard for them to answer because there's so much depth to it. But that's the power behind knowing your purpose.
No, I 100% agree. And I think when you do find your purpose, it's literally life-changing. I know it was for you. I know it was for me. When you find your purpose, when you have that reason that drives you, like it ignites something inside you. I don't know if it's your soul or your spirit or, you know, if you're religious, whatever you want to call it, but it charges something up inside you. And from that point forward, until you achieve that thing and then maybe, you know, pivot and find something else, that's everything you want to do. Like, that's what you get excited about. That's what you put your energy into. And that's what it is for me. That's what it is for me every day. And I know that's the same for you, man. It's like fucking, it drives us. It fuels us.
Yeah, man, I remember what you're describing is Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich. It was one of the first books that I really, that really got me going. I read it like 3 times a year. But Napoleon Hill says that you get to have a burning desire. And I never really knew what that meant. Like, it sounds cool, burning desire, to having a deep desire. But now over the last, like, I want to say 6-7 months where I've pivoted and gone with my business, and I feel like you have it too, man. I feel like you've had it ever since I met you. But it's this, like, you wake up in the morning and you're like, I've never thought that my work would be so obsessive. I'm actually obsessing over work. Like, and honestly, I used to play like World of Warcraft and video games when I was a teenager. And I feel like, dude, I feel like my business creates the same euphoric obsession in a weird kind of way that when I used to play video games and like be like, oh, what am I doing on this thing? I couldn't
fucking
get off.
Dude, as fucking lame as that is to say, I 100% appreciate that and I totally get it.
Dude, yeah, man. I would be up all hours of the night eating crappy food like Tostitos or something, and just raging on video games and saying to myself throughout high school and stuff, I'd be like, where can I get this feeling in life? Like, I don't get this with sports. I don't get this with relationships. I don't get this with anything. I love video games. And then, dude, I don't know what it was. It hit me like, it definitely hit me within the last like 6 months. But I get up every day and I play work and play life like when I did when I played those video games. And it's so badass.
Yeah, to me, very similar to that is I'm not huge on video games. I was when I was real little, but like in the past, you know, 10 years or so, I've been more. To me, it's more of like a fantasy football thing. So I was like into fantasy football, say 10 years ago, 8 years ago. Not so much anymore. But, you know, it's like, you know, being in charge of shit, managing like the players, picking up stuff, doing some research and that shit. To me, that's kind of the feeling of it. And then when I have like wins and, you know, make more money or whatever in business, it's like you have that cool same feeling as if like in fantasy football when you're dominating, your team scores fucking 200 points in a weekend. Plane or something going by.
Yeah, dude, sorry. It's all helicopter right, just raged by.
Fucking helicopter.
Yeah, man, it's definitely one of those things. That one got awfully close, by the way. That was wild. If the listeners are wondering where I am, I'm in LA right now, in California, outside. The weather is beautiful. I hope it's beautiful over by you, Justin. And I got birds chirping. I got nature around me. It's amazing. Unfortunately, there's actually, maybe fortunately, there's a private airport here that has all these private jets and helicopters that sometimes rage on by.
Yeah, I mentioned to you before, dude, it's like trying to keep track of where you are. It's like trying to keep track of Waldo. It's like, where in the fucking world is Sal Mariano right now?
Yeah, dude, that was, speaking of purpose, and that was like the big thing. And I'll get into, you know, I want to talk about, the reason why I did this, the reason why I do this whole journey, my passion is to teach, motivate, and inspire the world to be free. For men, like men are present seeking freedom. My girlfriend's a love and relationship coach, and she's really powerful, and she's taught me a lot about what masculinity looks like. And what I found is I had no idea that purpose and meaning and the why and your vision was so connected to healthy masculinity. And so my travel, to relate it to the traveling, I love travel because I seek freedom. And in traveling, it gives me freedom. Why does it give me freedom? It gives me freedom because I get to create new experiences. I'm not attached to like a specific home base, or I'm not attached to a specific area, which can be good and bad. But right now it's really fun because I get to create new experiences, which makes me feel free. But I was never able to do that unless I created a purpose for doing it. And that's the thing. So there's got to be like, there's so many men out there that want to travel, want to make money, want to create financial independence, want to love, want to be in a great relationship. Dude, want to be the head guy at the Elite Man podcast. Like, you just interviewed Grant Cardone, dude. Like, congratulations, man. That's huge. He's a big guy that I look up to. There's a lot of men that are out there that are so powerful in their own right, and what's holding them back is lacking their vision, which is not clear on what they want out of life. So what they get stuck in is what I call getting stuck in the doing. So I'd love to talk about how they can overcome, how you can, the listeners can overcome this fear of, what do I want? How do I find my purpose? Because that's what got me stuck. It's how do I know what I'm doing actually is my purpose? That's the biggest fear.
So is that the biggest challenge then, is getting past the fear itself of doing it? Or is there some other obstacle as well that holds people back from realizing what their purpose is and then going after it?
In my experience, a lot of, I don't know if you've come across this, but a lot men in the masculine energy is really powerful in the form of action oriented. We're incredible action takers. So there's a lot of, I'd like to tell your listeners too, that I've been doing a lot of work with masculine and feminine energy, because I've been working with polarity, and I've been specifically working with love and what it looks like to love yourself as a man, and then to be able to love others, whether it's your partner or your friends, creating those deep and meaningful relationships. And what I found is that men are so good at the doing. And so if you put a task in front of them, they're like, boom, they'll hammer it out. They'll read the book, they'll get it done. They'll learn the skill, they'll apply the skill, and they'll go. But time after time, because of their lack of being intimate with themselves, and I'm going to use different words, their relationship with themselves, their meaning, the biggest fear is uncertainty. People will choose unhappiness over uncertainty 9 times out of 10. That's why I always say the best version of yourself is on the other side of what you fear. I think I said it in the last podcast. And as men, our biggest fear is the unknown. So how does that correlate to purpose? The question is, what if I choose the wrong thing? What if it's not right? What if people judge me? What if it's not successful? What if blah, 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 blah? What if it's not perfect? And so we get stuck in the doing rather than taking full ownership of what it is that we want in the world, what it is that we want to create, and that we're willing to clarify as our vision.
So how do we go about clarifying that vision and getting past these fears of fucking failure, of messing up, of being unhappy, even though we'll choose unhappiness over the unknown of being unhappy, which is fucking paradoxical at best. How do we get past that?
Okay, so there's an exercise that I created last year, and it was around core values. And so we throw this term around a lot called core values. And I'm sure, you know, depending on where you're at in personal development, you might hear core values a lot in business. When people are creating a business entity, they'll find their core values, they'll imply it in their staff and their team. Well, I went one step ahead and I was like, well, let me find my core values and see if they're aligned with my vision. And what I found out was, I found one of the most powerful coaching tactics that I work with and that I use one-on-one. I do it with my friends and family and my partner. And what I found was, when we put time into things, so time creates what? Time creates trust. Trust is the one thing that if men are not trusting themselves, then we're what's called wavering. It's the opposite of unwavering. It's like when you wake up and you hit the gym, you hit your vitamins, which we'll talk about later, you eat your food, and you're feeling good, and you've got your clients, you've got your money, and you feel good. You are unwavering because you are satisfied, you trust yourself, whatever that is. But the problem is when we don't trust ourselves, when we have those off days, we waver. And when men waver, they are unclear of what they want. So what I've found is that by doing the work on identifying your own individual core values, it starts to create a blueprint of trust in what it is that you like. So that might sound confusing for a moment. I'm going to dive in a little bit deeper. It means that if you can identify the three, use the rule of three, the number of three, for whatever reason, human beings love three. Our brains love a beginning, a middle, and an end. So choose three. Identify three values that are the core of yourself. And by doing that as a man, we say, okay, logically, I'm going to ask myself, do I value relationships? Do I value support? Do I value image? Do I value health? Do I value travel or financial independence, whatever it is these values are, when we take the time to identify what they are, we create a blueprint and a check-in list where every decision that we make can be checked in with those core values. My core values are freedom, trust, and power. So what does that look like? These words mean different things to everyone. Me, I have been shackled, Justin, like crazy. I've been shackled by social anxiety. I think that's why I relate so much to your message, because I had social anxiety like crazy. I was shackled to intimacy. What does that mean? I had no idea how to connect with myself. I had no idea how to connect intimately with a woman. For me, it was all about like the performance of sex or the performance of kissing or the performance of something. I had no idea how to attract or do business. And it wasn't freeing for me. It created this real scary feeling of like, I don't know how to do this. So I felt shackled to these things. So freedom to me is the freedom to be myself. And so I know that with every choice that I make, freedom being a core value, I say, is this podcast, does this thing that I'm about to do, is this decision that I create, is it in alignment with my dream, with my goals, with my vision? And I simply do that by going, does this make me feel free? Or is this a freeing situation? And if it's yes, then I know that I've checked in with my core values. I can't tell you how many times I've gone through life over the last like 5 years that my vision has changed because I wasn't clear on my core values. So the exercise is get clear on your core values so that you don't have to constantly think and recreate your vision. I think it happens so much where you wake up and like shiny object syndrome times 100. I want to do this, then I want to do that, then I want to do this. I mean, Justin, you know me, I've pivoted. We use that word pivot so many times. And that's why I love talking about purpose, because I devote so much time to it. So gents out there who are like, okay, I want to find my purpose. I've done work on purpose. I want to help the world. I want to give back. I want to create X, Y, Z. Practice and condition, like we talked about in the last episode. Condition yourself through your morning routines. Condition yourself through listening to this podcast. Condition yourself with fueling your brain and recharging yourself. And also identify your core values so that you can check in with yourself on your off days. You can say, does this decision, is this XYZ in alignment with my core values? Does that make sense, Justin?
Yeah, it does. Real quickly, can you elaborate on your core values of trust and power and what that means to you?
Heck yeah, man. All right. So, below, first it was vulnerability. So my first core values, and in your core values, they'll not change like your, they'll absorb new meaning. So at first it was vulnerability. My big part of me was freedom, vulnerability, and power. Because vulnerability to me is the courage to do something that you're scared of. And it was such a hot topic at the time. And I'm like, you know what? I'm a vulnerable man. I'll sit here and tell you I play fucking video games when I was 16 years old and stuffed my face with Cheez-Its. And I was up till like 4 a.m. and I almost failed out of high school. Like, I can talk about these things. But then something changed. Vulnerability became just another word. And it was like this word that I threw around. So I asked myself, what's lower than that? And it was trust. And so the reason why I use trust is because every time I am wavering with something, like let's say you ask me a question and I don't know, it's not that I don't know, and it's not that you don't know, or it's not that the listeners don't know. It's that I'm not trusting myself to give you the answer. Or if you want to go deeper, I'm not trusting myself to give an answer. I'm sitting there in doubt going, oh, I don't know the answer to that, and blah, blah, blah. So then I'm creating a story around why I don't know whatever it is that you asked me or that the world asked me or that I'm supposed to do. What does this matter? Why does it matter? I found that I practice trust. It's a core value, because when I trust myself, I trust others. And I love to live in a world where I can just trust myself and unapologetically be me. Even if I fuck up, I still get to trust myself. So trust went from vulnerability to trust, because as a man, I'm like, I'm so stuck in the doing and I don't trust myself. That's why I get stuck in the doing. I don't trust myself. So I'm going to get the next coaching program. I'm going to do the next this. I'm going to do the next. And I'm like, you know what? I'm focusing my core values on getting a skill accomplished to get me valuable. How about I just trust myself? And you know what? If it doesn't work out, whatever. If it does, whatever. I get to trust this ride and not be so fucking bound up by stress and in pressure. So trust was a huge one for me.
I love that, man. And you're right. Like the vulnerability part, that's cool. But it's more of like one aspect of trust. It's sort of an offshoot of trust. Going deeper than that, even further into it, is trust itself. And when you trust yourself to the core, like you said, you can trust yourself to be great. You can trust yourself to make mistakes. You can trust yourself to be vulnerable, because you know if you're greater, you know you succeed, you're going to do well. If you fuck up, then whatever. You're a human being and you can move on, and you still trust yourself to be good after that. But man, that's awesome. I love that. What's the other one is power. What about that?
Power, dude. This is sick. This is great for masculine. So I struggled with this one a little bit. When I was doing my core values exercise, there's some words that get absorbed that other words absorb in. And and I'll push through the power one, but here's what I found out. As men, we get to be powerful. We're very powerful beings. And if you think of, like, you got the armor and you got your sword, cool, whatever, that's great. Like, get in battle, do whatever you got to do. My power is not about war. My power is not about confrontation. My power, I found, what's underneath that, is the support of the human race, is the teaching, motivating, and inspiring large groups of people, large and even small. And the power is that I have enough freedom and trust in my life that I'm a powerful man. I used to say I'm a powerful leader, but I'm a powerful man. My power is in my image. My power is in the way I present myself. My power is in the way I speak. My power is in the way I affect people in a positive way. Having and owning a your power as a man is one of the most freeing things on the planet. Like, dude, think of all the men listening. Think of your power that you hide from. Because I'll tell you right now, I used to hide from my power. I used to create stories that would remove or I used to create stories that would that would hide my power. And that was all around worthiness. And we don't have to get to that now. But what I'm saying is every single one of you who are listening to this podcast right now at this very moment has your own unique, beautiful, fucking limitless power that you get to tap into at any moment in time. And that power is going to generate more freedom and more trust in your life than you could ever imagine. And at the bottom of all these things, it's love, baby. It's all what it is. So yeah, love is, you know, I didn't use love because it's not super masculine, but power, own your fucking power, gents. You guys are so powerful, whether it's in your creative side, whether it's speaking to people, whether it's sharing your message, whatever it is, you have no fucking idea how powerful you are, and you get to execute that, like, right the fuck now.
One of the first things that really struck a chord with me when I got into my whole self-help journey 10 years ago now, 10 years or so, nice. Was actually, believe it or not, from the pickup artist community. And I've since mm-hmm. shifted my position on them. And, you know, obviously I'm not really a proponent of the pickup artists. They have a lot of stupid tactics. They do a lot of dumb shit. They're very often manipulative of women. And, you know, I'm not about that on the podcast. But I will say one mm-hmm. of the first things when I got into the self-help community was the empowerment that actually was derived from the pickup artist community. Because when I first got into this, mm-hmm. it was for things like depression and anxiety, yes, of course, but it was also with my struggles with women. And that was one of the biggest issues mm-hmm. in my life at the time. I was about 16, 17, and really fucking struggled with women. And these guys, I started looking them mm-hmm. up, you know, watching videos back when, I don't even know if YouTube was around, but just random videos on sites and blogs, reading posts, all that shit. These guys really struck a chord with me, though, of the empowerment of men and actually owning who you are as a man, having that masculine energy, that masculine power. And from that point forward, like I said, I've since dropped a lot of the things that they did and didn't align myself with some of the shit they did. But that power initially, a lot of it was derived from pickup artists, from dating coaches that gave me the power, that showed me that having a strong masculine presence was actually okay. And not only that, it was actually beneficial to your success, of course, with women, but then transitioning, carrying that on later into life across the board, whether that was business, other friendships, communications, doing speeches, other shit like that. Having a strong presence, a strong power was really one of the cores for me. And, you know, if I had to do this exercise, I think it would definitely be one of my cores.
Oh, that's amazing, man. Yeah. Dude, I hear you, man. I'm going to be straight up. I avoided it. And it was avoidance. I noticed the moment I was avoiding the word power, it was always at the end of the list. I'm like, what am I hiding here? And yeah, man, there's nothing more freeing and more trustworthy and more loving than you as a man unapologetically owning every fucking bit of you. The flaws, the good days, the bad days, the everything. Like, stop making stories about how you can't and start making stories about how powerful you are. Shift the language. That's the other thing. That's a huge topic in itself. But start, listeners who are listening right now, remove the words I need to and I have to, and replace it with I get to. Just by that restructure, that reframe, you're going to give yourself more power because you're going to say, I don't need this. I get to do it. You put yourself in that power. So also with owning your power, restructure your words. Don't play small with your words. Play big on your fucking power and put love first. See what happens.
Have you heard of AutoSlash yet? If not, listen up because they are incredible and the single best rental booking site I've come across when it comes to finding the best deal on renting a car. If you're like me and you travel a lot, AutoSlash can be a lifesaver. Unlike other car rental booking sites which offer up standard rates, AutoSlash searches hundreds of coupons and discount codes for all the major rental companies to find you the lowest rate possible, taking into account discounts you already are eligible for based on your membership affiliations. This includes discounts for members of AAA, Costco, AARP, credit cards, and various frequent flyer programs that are free to sign up for. Instead of searching all over the place and comparing rates, AutoSlash does all the work for you to find the lowest rate possible. Best of all, it's a free service. Once booked, you can track pricing on your reservation and AutoSlash will keep on looking for better deals right up until your pickup date. Rates often drop as the pickup date approaches, so you can often save a significant amount of money this way. Not only will they check the company you're currently booked with, but all other companies as well. If they find a lower rate, they'll email you so you can rebook and save money. Many customers rebook multiple times as rates drop and AutoSlash finds better deals. AutoSlash searches all the major companies, including many discount brands. Renters on average save 30% or more using AutoSlash, and AutoSlash saves customers millions of dollars per year. I used to spend hours and hours trying to look up all sorts of coupons from so many different sites. I've literally wasted numerous days of my life trying to save money on getting a nice but affordable rental. But now I don't have to worry about that. Why? Because AutoSlash has my back and they take care of all of this for me. And quite honestly, I kind of love the fact that they get to help me and you, the regular hardworking elite man, save some extra cash instead of having to fork it over to the massive corporate rental companies. Always a plus. And did I mention it's totally free? Yep, if you travel regularly or even make one trip this year for that matter, make sure you check out AutoSlash now. They will definitely save you a boatload of money and get you the best deal possible. Go to AutoSlash.com right now to start saving. Again, that's AutoSlash.com.
I think you're dead on with your core values and then also the fact that other guys need to find what their core values are too. They're obviously not going to be the same as yours. They're not going to be the same as mine. But doing a deep dive, even brainstorming, journaling, spending a day, taking your time and figuring out what those core values are, I think can be huge in getting you to overcome your fears of taking action and then also setting up the foundation of figuring out where your purpose is. So after this exercise, Sal, what else can you do? What else can guys listening do to really figure out what their purpose is, to take that next step and to start going after it?
Yeah, heck yeah, man. All right, so men, when you take about, so it took me about an hour and 30 minutes to do a, you can look it up online, like just, I don't know, type in core value exercises. Spend some time to identify your core values. Yes, I know we all want to get it done in like 10, 15 minutes, but I'm telling you right now, this is your life. Devote time into identifying those. Break it down to three. And what I want you to do is I want you to write it down where you can see it in the morning and you can see it at night. Because what's going to end up happening is you're going to solidify who you be, your being, your true being. And when we have confidence and clarity in who we are unstoppable. You'll feel the power, you'll feel the freedom, you'll feel the trust, and you'll radiate love. And so after that, once you've done that, after that, what I want you to do is I want you to create a mission statement that uses and are and aligned with your values. And why are we doing that? Because we're going to take the three words, the three core values that you have, and now we're going to create a little bit more specificity. And a mission statement is what you're currently doing now. So it's not what you can't do. It's not the doubt. It's not the doubt stories. It's what are you as a man creating in the world right now? So mine is I create freedom in the world by connecting people to their power. My core values are freedom, power, and trust. Okay, so I took my core values. I implemented a mission statement. That mission statement allows me and reminds me, it's more than just words. It reminds me that when I say freedom, that unshackled insanity of, or the shackling insanity of being tied to all the things that restrain me in my life. No, you get to have freedom. And I found that when you connect people to their power, when I was connected with my power and I fully owned it, that's when life was free for me. So the next step after your core values is create a mission statement right under those core values where you see every morning and every night. And this might be eye rolling and you might be like, oh, this is another fucking self-help thing. I'm telling you right now, the way neuroplasticity people, Justin probably can rip this whole topic up, you can alter and recreate new neurological pathways in the brain through repetition of thought. It's the power of habit. You wake up every day and you view those core values and you view your mission statement in the morning and at night when you go to bed. Your subconscious brain, not to get woo-woo on you, but you literally shift into an energy source that I cannot even fucking explain. And all your shit when it comes to like abundance and scarcity, lack, all your stories that you create that goes against your power start shifting. And you'll notice it in your relationships. You'll notice it in the way people look at you. People will start looking at you and want to know you. Not because you got something that they want, but because you have this beautiful, radiant love about you that is attractive. And then that's where we use the word polarity. And that is your, Peter Voog said this, Grant Cardone said this, Gary Vaynerchuk said this, Napoleon Hill said this. It's a word called polarization. It's the actual attraction of one thing to another. The north and south poles of the planet are polarized. It's why we sit here. The magnetic poles, like it's attraction. Oh shit, that was my phone. So here's the thing. When you create your core values and your mission statement, that in itself is the polarizing vision for why people are attracted to you. And to come full circle and make this whole insane, like your mind's probably blown right now, it's the fact that you spend more time looking inwards on yourself than outwards when 97, 98% of the world are surface. They're not spending the time to look in. So your polarizing vision, your polarizing everything is the work that you've done to identify what's important to you, aka core values, and the mission that you have in this world. That's what gets people attracted to you and your vision. And you don't need to cheesy sales them. You don't need to get rich quick them. You don't need to get on the fad diet. You don't need any of that shit. It's very similar to what you hear in my voice and what you hear in Justin's voice. That's the unwavering power of knowing yourself.
Dude, I love it, man. You mentioned a lot of good shit right there. And you're right about the neuroplasticity. Specifically, we've had people like Dr. Michael Moskowitz and Dr. Marla Golden on the show a while back, probably 4 or 5 months back. But they're neuroplasticity experts in a sense. And they both work on pain in the body, like different chronic pains. And one of the techniques they've used is actually retraining the brain, like visualizing the pain going away in your brain and constantly doing this like every single day after like, you know, 4 to 6 weeks or so. They've had patients completely remove, if not incredibly alleviate, the pain of pain that's been chronic for years, like decades even in some cases. And like, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, if this pain was like a 9 or an 8, they drop it down to like a 1 or 2. And it's simply by fucking positive thinking and retraining the brain to actually neuroplastically change the connections in the brain and also alter the pain sensors and the pain maps is what they call it. It's fucking incredible, man. It's not just like woo-woo shit like you said a minute ago. Like, dude, it's fucking incredible. The science is actually just starting to catch up to what people have been doing for, you know, the last few decades. And even before that, probably for thousands of years, just by positive thinking and retraining your positive thoughts. And the other thing is, too, there's studies. Approximately 70% or so of people's thoughts throughout a day are negative. And that's the average person. About 70% of your thoughts are negative. Like, I can't do this. I'm going to fail. I'm not good enough. That type of shit. People who are a little more, say, depressed or a little more down, their negative thoughts are like 90 to 95% negative, which is fucking unbelievable. So you're just constantly retraining your brain and constantly putting terrible negative inputs into your brain. And is there any surprise that the output, the result of all this is negative shit, like negative thinking, not being able to figure out where what your purpose is, where you're going with your life, being depressed, being sad, having anxiety, all these problems. Retraining your brain and having positive thoughts, and like you said, getting on your mission statement and figuring out what that is and then going over that throughout the day will absolutely change your life. I 100% believe that.
Amazing, Justin. I totally agree. Yeah. So if you can alter, there it is. You can alter your pain sensors. Imagine what it looks like when you create a vision and make it possible for yourself. Even when you don't tangibly have it in your hands right now, you still practice and you still believe it. Imagine the possibilities that are in your hand right now. And this is what I'm talking about, your power. That is fucking awesome, dude. I love it.
Yeah, dude. All the six. I mean, you mentioned Gary Vee, Grant Cardone, who still a couple episodes back had one of the best lines I think that's ever been on the Elite Man podcast. I mentioned this to you a couple minutes ago before he went on. Not a couple minutes ago now, but you know, in his Southern Texas drawl, something along the lines of, you know, if you guys don't like the way I talk on the Elite Man podcast, and you're just fucking pussies. Oh man, I was fucking dying when he said that. Still one of the most entertaining guys I've ever had on the show. Love him. But yeah, guys like him, you know, Grant Cardone, Gary Vee, all the major super successful people, they all have one thing in common, and that is the belief in themselves and also the constant drive to not give up. So they don't have this problem with the 90% negative thinking. They don't have the problem with the 70% thinking. They're always positive thinking. They're always not like their life is always positive or that shit just always goes their way and they're, you know, they're they're, you know, happy, do good fucking people that are always just in a great mood. But they always have the mindset, the thoughts that they're going to succeed, they're going to figure out, they're going to push through, that any challenge that comes their way, they're going to overcome. Constantly throughout the day, throughout the week, they have this drive inside them that they can do it, they're going to do it, and they will do it. And that positive attitude of success is what's led to their massive, incredible success.
Dude, I totally agree, man. Think of the amount of trust that they have in themselves. Like for Grant to rip on the podcast and be like, "You're all a bunch of pussies." I mean, that in itself is such an unwavering trust. Such a powerful presence. No one's like, "Oh, I can't believe you said that." Because no one's got time for that, because their energy, they flaunt trust. They flaunt success. And like you said, it's not like their life is all super like gumdrops and rainbows and butterflies. They consciously make an effort to work towards that goal and that vision. And they condition themselves every single day. And yes, it does become habitual. So it will at a certain point become easier than when you first started, but that's the reward of getting out of that 90 to 70% negative mindset.
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely. So dude, moving on, what else do we got here for finding what your purpose is you know, taking that one step further? What else we got?
All right. So the last component in this is action. And here's the thing. Everyone hears action. I mean, it's freaking, oh shit, I hear another helicopter. It's one of those words that's thrown around like, it's, dude, I'll be jumping out of a helicopter the next podcast. where's Waldo? So a lot of the time people hear action, and it's probably been said hundreds of times on this podcast. Here's a new one for you. Stop taking action and start taking inspired action. As men, we are not short in action. We are not short in action in terms of what we do. I mean, we take a lot of action. But the problem with it is we take so much action, it's generally not in alignment with our goals and values and vision. So after you do the core values, after you do the mission statement, you start taking what I call inspired action. And this is the juice. This is the cool part. This is the action that makes you feel like work is not work, because you're actually clear on the steps that you're heading towards, because you know the result that you want. The result that you want is your vision. It is your why. It is your purpose. And when you're clear on that, you don't even do anything. You don't have time. Like, dude, we were just talking about this. Yeah. You don't have time in your life. You don't even make time for your life to do anything outside of your vision. So stop taking action. Stop. Like, look, if your needs right now, if your current needs are like, "I want to make a lot of money because I want a sick car. I want to drive a Tesla. I want to buy a Vacheron Constantine watch. I want to get a Brioni suit for $5,000. I want to, you know, I want to go to Lululemon and drop $1,000 so that I can bust my muscles out or buy something for my girl." Whatever it is, think about this. You can take all kinds of action to learn how to make extra money, create an extra craft, do all these things. But at the end of the day, time after time, you're never going to be, unless health, we'll talk about that, unless your health is declining, which mine did, you'll never be short of action and drive. You're a man. You're a powerful man. When you step into that inspired action, and that's the third thing, you get to unwaveringly go towards your mission. And you don't even, here's the cool secret. You're not even selling anyone on you. Like, you walk into a room and you're you. You don't have to tell anyone what you're doing. You choose to do whatever the hell you want. Because every day you, and here's the magic, Justin, tell me if you hit this. I love this part. I can't tell you, there's a reason why, by the way, I changed my podcast from the Grow Your Hustle podcast. I had a podcast called the Grow Your Hustle podcast. It was really cool. My first thing ever in terms of podcast. It was really fun. I had resistance towards the word hustle. It was really cool when I first started, but I had resistance. The new podcast that I have is the Master for Life podcast. It's like a little upgrade. It's like I'm growing up a little bit. But why am I saying that? You'll find that when you are in alignment with your vision, you'll find that when you're clear on what you want, you actually take less action each day and get more results. And it's to the point where, like, I don't even want to tell your listeners what I do every day. It's ridiculous. I suck at basketball, by the way. And I shoot basketball, like, all day. I'm out in the sun all day, dude. Everyone's like, yo, Sal, you hustling, you grinding? I'm like, I used to. No, the action that I take, that's why you hear sirens and fucking planes and all this shit. Because I'm outside barefoot with shorts on and a muscle shirt. Because I just hiked Fryman's friggin' ravine where George Clooney lives. Like, that's like, gents out there who are sitting there, George Clooney's a badass. He's got to get on this podcast. Gents out there, you're plenty in action. The burnout's real. The stuck in the doing is real. When you are aligned with your vision, you go from action to inspired action, and you do less, you get more, and your quality of life increases. I promise you.
I love it, man. And especially, you know, taking action. A lot of people, like you said in the very beginning, and then, you know, reiterated a few times, guys take action. That's not a problem. Guys will take action. We're fixers. We're problem solvers. We love doing that shit. The problem is taking the wrong action, or taking action that's not inspired into doing what you really want to do, right? Like, that's the biggest thing is figuring out what you really want to do and then taking those steps every single day to get closer and closer towards that point. And we mentioned this again before we went on the call, just how fucking much, how much work has been put into both of our businesses over the last 6 months or so, and the fucking drive and intensity that it's been, like, you know, just scheduling, like, going out to hang out with friends and shit because that's how busy the schedules are and were. But the funny thing is, or the cool thing about it all, is that, like you said a minute ago, and like I also believe, it doesn't even feel like work. Like, it just, I'm so driven right now. I know you are. Into getting these problems, not problems, these business endeavors, whether that be wrapping up the book I'm working on, and then also the supplement company, and then also just continuing to do the podcast, but putting this out to the world and getting these just incredible fucking works of my soul, of what I truly am, what I can truly present to the world. And, you know, in terms of the book, I put everything into this fucking book. It's going to be awesome. I know it is.
Yes.
I can't wait for its completion. But just putting everything into that, and then even the supplement company, I love, fucking love the supplement company, love where it's heading, putting everything into that. To me, those things, it doesn't even feel like work, even though I'm putting in, a dickload of hours every single day, man. It doesn't feel like I'm actually fucking, it doesn't feel like I'm putting in the hours that other people would put in, and I'm just fucking energized throughout the day. It's not like I'm getting drained and, you know, beat down with these 90, 100-hour work weeks or whatever. I'm fucking energized, bro. I'm fucking excited every single day, every single hour. I'm like, you know, just tackling one thing after the other, and it's awesome. I'm invigorated by it, and I know you are too. You have the same exact intensity I do and the same drive, and I want other guys to realize, like, what's possible, what kind of life they can live too when they figure out what their purpose is and being able to go after it.
Dude, you get this, gents. Elite men, you are already elite. You are already powerful. You get, like, listen, Justin just crushed it. Like, listen to the tone of our voice, the unwavering tone, the tenacity, the drive. If you're sitting there and you're like, oh, I want that, stop saying you want it. You have it I'm telling you right now, don't even make up a story. You have it. Identify your core values. Create a mission statement of your life. Look at it every day, morning and night, and turn your action into inspired action. And the inspired action won't even feel like work. And like Justin said, you're gonna crush. I mean, you can't not, because you're so clear on what you want and who you are.
Sal, the thing that comes to mind with me is, for guys listening, I mean, the audience in general, probably maybe 10, 15% of the guys are entrepreneurs or mm-hmm. have their own businesses mm-hmm. or, you know, they have that sort of lifestyle. They want that sort of lifestyle. For the average guy, though, you know, mm-hmm. just the regular fucking awesome elite man mm-hmm. dude listening right now mm-hmm. who just has, mm-hmm. you know, 9 to 5 or whatever, doing his thing. He loves that kind of life. That's what he wants to do, which is totally cool. What about those types of guys? Yeah. The guys who don't want the crazy fucking travel around the world Sal Mariano lifestyle, or the, you know, be a podcast host Justin Stenstrom lifestyle. What about those types of dudes?
The Where's Waldo?
Where's the fucking Waldo? What continent Waldo is Waldo lifestyle. On today?
That is wicked funny. Oh my gosh, I love that.
Oh, man.
Oh, that is great. That's going to be ultimate inside. Yes. All right, men. If you don't, look, you don't, like, absolutely, Justin, it's so important. To be a powerful, free, and trusting man, you don't have to travel around the world. You don't have to start a podcast. I'm going to be honest with you. These are things that I really love to do. But when I look at, when I look deep and when I peel back the layers of the onion, at the end of the day, it's love for me. So if you're sitting there and you're like, well, I don't need to do a podcast. I don't need to travel. Maybe you want to do a little travel. Maybe you want to, like, you know, maybe your goal is to be on a podcast. That's fine. But maybe you're sitting there and you're like, dude, I'm happy with my life. Let me tell you something right now. If you're happy with your life, then that's okay. I want you to go more. I want you to go deeper. And I'm not saying you have to travel or you have to create a business or you have to do X, Y, Z. I want you to challenge yourself and ask yourself, what is your deeper meaning? What are your core values? Because here's what's going to happen to you. Here's what's possible for you. You can get a raise, or you can improve the relationships, or you can improve the relationship in your family. You can become improve the relationship with your children. You can improve the relationship with your business. Whatever it is, I'm telling you right now that when you choose to gain clarity on your vision, like I said, it doesn't have to be travel or podcast or start a business. When you gain clarity on who you are as a man, the freedom and power and trust that you create in the world is unwavering. And every soul that you touch, you are this source of light and this source of attraction. Your sex life will skyrocket. Your relationship will skyrocket. Your finances will skyrocket. Your health will skyrocket. You'll probably start ordering elite life nutrition, which I'll tell you about in a second. If you're single guys out there, your confidence will improve like you wouldn't even believe, because no one has to prove shit to you because you already know who you are. So again, you don't have to travel the world. You don't have to be an entrepreneur. But to increase the quality of your life today, right now, start focusing on what your vision is for the world. And no matter how big, no matter how whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It's yours, and own it.
Yeah, I think, see, that's why I brought that up. I want to make it very clear to guys that the purpose is not directly tied into your occupation. It doesn't mean that you have to mm-hmm. derive all your happiness from your job, or that you have mm-hmm. to do, you know, like fucking Where's Waldo lifestyle kind of shit. it's tied into something a lot deeper than that. And I think it's we said earlier, I love how you mentioned the core values and, you know, your core focus and getting those three things down, because I think that your purpose is really, it comes from a more meaningful place than your occupation or, say, money or your material goods or your house or your car, any of that shit. It comes from you being happy and doing what you're doing. And whether you're changing the world, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're a billionaire, whether you're a millionaire, whether you're just a regular 9-to-5 dude who makes an impact in his community or has a great family and he's the, mm-hmm. the center of that family and the provider of his children and a great husband to his wife. It, you know, whatever it is that you choose that makes you happy, like you said a minute ago, happy, Sal, happy, like you said a minute ago, happy. Now, whatever, whatever makes you happy, whatever makes you happy is the key here. That's what your purpose is, and that's what you should do more of and strive to master and become the best at, whether it's being the the best painter or the best carpenter or the best CEO or the best entrepreneur or the best baseball player or the best husband or the best father, whatever the hell it is, it doesn't really matter because it's going to be unique to you, mm-hmm. and it's going to be specific to what your purpose is and what your needs and what your happiness comes from. So the point is to figure out what that thing is and then go after it, dive into it, do this deep dive that we talked about earlier, figure out the core values, figure out all these things that we mentioned in terms of making you happier and giving you that fulfillment. So yeah, I wanted to bring that up because a lot of times people think that purpose is directly connected to what your job is. And you know, that's kind of where the happiness comes from, but it's not that at all. Oftentimes if you have a purpose and for me, for you or I, Sal, it's related to our occupation, what we do, because we found that mm-hmm. ability to do that, but it doesn't always have to come down to that. Mm-hmm. Actually, most of the time, it's not going to come down to that.
Yeah, man. Can I be vulnerable for a minute?
Absolutely.
Dude, this is the truth, man. I love to teach, motivate, and inspire people, and that's like my thing. But 2018 for me, I'm scaling my business so that I can spend more time with my loved ones and make a bigger impact with my friends, family, and loved ones. Like, so I can spend more time with guys like you and do things like this, spend more time with my girl instead of doing the whole where's Waldo all the time. And being just like hustle mode. I'm into creating a sustainable, business that yes, gives back and empowers people to find freedom in the world. And underneath that is my own time. So where I could do more of the things that I love and live that life that I love. And looking back at it, dude, I had an amazing corporate job. I had a job that was 30 hours a week. It was a little over six figures, not a lot. It was 90 to 110 grand a year or something like that. And I'm 25, 26, dropped out of college. It was a really cool gig. And I look back and I'm like, I could have created a beautiful life with that if I knew these lessons today. But because I chased the dragon and because I chased this entrepreneurial thing, I do not regret it, because now I get to teach men and women about this. But the guys out there, let me tell you something right now. It's not about the job or the money. It's about you and your heart. And like Justin said, it's about your happiness. I'm fucking scaling my business in 2018, and I'm doing it so that I have more freedom, man, more freedom and time. Maybe I can go grab a beer with you, dude, and we can talk about some life-changing shit, because that's what I like to do.
No, I love it. And that's definitely, exactly what I want in terms of future, in the next year or two, having more freedom to do some of those things. Right now, I'm officially in grind mode, especially with the supplement company and finishing off the book. I got the draft done on the book, by the way. I mentioned this in the group a few, probably a month or so back.
Oh, sick.
Now I'm just retouching it and going through once more before I pitch it to publishers. For the next few weeks or so, for the next maybe month or so, the book is still being finished up to go to that next step. And then, of course, the supplement thing is just started, relatively new supplement brand, but we're taking it off like wildfire. And man, I'm telling you, I mentioned this too before, man, it's fucking going incredible. And right now, sometimes you gotta balance that. Sometimes you have your leisurely time, and sometimes you're in fucking work mode, you're in grind mode. But when you can combine the two and enjoy what you're doing, like we mentioned before, it's fucking phenomenal. Because I'm just loving. I'm mm-hmm. in very fucking busy with time, work wise, but it doesn't feel like work to me. It just feels like I'm getting awesome shit accomplished and moving forward. So
yes.
Yeah. Eventually, man, in the next year or so, I want to do more of the the chatting with you and traveling around the world and just, dicking around and having some beers and laughs. But right now, it's still official grind mode for me. And, man, there's nothing wrong with that. It's part of it's aligned mm-hmm. directly with my purpose. And I think, at the end of the day, I'm happy doing what I'm doing now. And then I'll also be happy in a year or two when I get to kind of chill back a little more and doing that.
Yeah, man. I'd like to acknowledge you real quick. I've been following you and talking to you for over approaching 3 years now. And bro, your energy and like your whole thing, you're on fire, man. I can hear it in your voice. Dude, I want some. Oh wait, I have some of that. I have some of that because I got your stuff.
Oh man.
Can I talk about that real quick?
Yeah. No, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. Yeah. Let's dive into that for a couple minutes. I know you mentioned that before you wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm going to make this quick because I know I don't know where we're at for time, Justin, but I'll do this pretty quickly. So gents out there, I've used supplements my whole life. I love vitamins. Like my mom put me on, instead of the flu shot when I was really young, my mom put me on like echinacea and elderberry, and I was able to combat the flu and not really get sick when I was younger. When I was really, really young, I suffered from horrible ear infections, and my mom had brought me to, without me knowing, I didn't know any of this stuff at the time, but my mom brought me to a doctor and they said that that I've got to have tubes in my ears, and my mom didn't want that. Because they had to drain them, so she thought that wasn't really appropriate for my life, and it made her nervous. So she took me to a holistic doctor, and my mom put holistic herbs in my ears for 4 years, dude. I didn't tell you this, Justin, wow. But I never had an ear infection ever again after that. So my mom has been a huge attribute, or is attributed so much to my health in terms of like holistic and herbs. And so I've always been like keen on supplementing, not so much on like heavy stuff where like pharmaceuticals and things like that, but more or less like vitamins and in a proper multi. Over the last 6 months, this is a little bit vulnerable. I went through a really nasty breakup last year. It was really tough on me. My business took a little spiral. And I just was feeling really low. I had a couple health consultants that this isn't on record, but it looked like I had what's called adrenal fatigue syndrome, and I want to be clear that I did not actually have them say that on record, like as a full checkup, but I knew enough of the doctors where it seemed like that was the case, and I reached out to Justin because I knew he was doing this nutrition thing, and I have to say I got his multivitamin, and the way to treat adrenal fatigue is you know, I'm not a doctor, so I'm not claiming that I'm a doctor here, but I boosted my health through a lot of vitamins and herbs, and I just started taking the Elite Man multivitamin, and dude, I have to tell you, man, I cannot be happier. I take it every day. All right, fine. I take it 5 days a week because I take a little break from taking supplements 2 days out of the week. But gents out there, if you're not taking a multivitamin or you're not, I mean, Justin has some other cool, wicked cool shit. I can't wait for the ashwagandha because who doesn't want a nootropic? Like that's a whole other thing. But gents out there, if you're not actively taking a multivitamin and you're like, oh, I should go to the store and get one. Dude, the Elite Life Nutrition is so sick. It's made in the U.S. Justin Sensum freaking is the guy who made it. So we all know, like, and trust him. And here's feedback right now. It actually has a noticeable difference. I was feeling more energy. And for those gents out there, my sex drive was a little bit boosted up. Because I'll tell you, after 6 months of a depression, it was a mess. So it helped in that area too. So Justin, I just wanted to say that before the podcast ended. Because I still take it now. I have everything except for the ashwagandha.
Dude, I love it. And, you know, guys are going to hear that and probably think I paid you a few hundred dollars for that endorsement, but
nope, not even close.
I appreciate that, man. Seriously. Cause you called me, probably a month or so ago. You know, we, like I mentioned before, we periodically shoot the shit and call each other up from time to time, but you called me up about a month or so ago and just was fucking raving about the men's multivitamin. And dude, when I formulated that, I really put a lot of fucking time and energy into figuring out the right combinations of vitamins and minerals and putting it and also getting the best forms of it. So every single form that you have on that bottle is the fucking best form that there is available. Mm-hmm. And you know, bioavailability, absorbability, potency, all that stuff, man. It's just been, there's been a lot of time put into that and a lot of research. Mm-hmm. and just, you know, doing literature, reading the literature, looking at articles, all that shit. So when you said that to me the other day, a month or so ago, I was fucking really happy because it was like, I knew it was good. I knew it's a good formula. I knew it's good stuff. But hearing it from someone like you, and then also a couple other guys that, you know, have reached out to me saying kind of similar things as you, it's very reassuring that like it actually is proof that this shit is, you know, as good as I thought it was going to be and actually legitimate. It's not just like some crappy fucking multi you can pull off the shelf at any given store. It's actually like a very, very high quality multivitamin. And yeah, it doesn't have any of the crap. It doesn't have any of the fillers. It's just a clean A to Z multivitamin, and it's got a lot of good shit. I'm not, you know, if you're listening to the show thinking like we're just trying to promote this shit, like, you know, buy it, don't buy it. I don't really care. But honestly, I think I take it every day myself. I only take one though. It's, you know, on the serving size, it's two capsules. I only take one because I take a lot of other shit and you know, mix that in. So I try not to take too much, but I take one every single day. And I've noticed just a better sleep quality and a steadier energy that might be contributed to the diet as well, but a steady, good energy and also better sleep. It's got magnesium, calcium, everything you need for, you know, sleep optimization and selenium and zinc and all that stuff. So, dude, when I heard that from you, I really do appreciate it. It means a lot to me. It's reassuring that it's actually doing the things it's supposed to do. And that, you know, a lot of the time that's been put into that has been well spent.
Dude, it's, I got to say this, when this is why everyone says it takes years to be successful overnight. I don't know if you've ever heard that term,
but it takes, it's like, it took 10 years.
Okay. Yeah. And this is the thing, man, you hit me exactly the right time. When you told me that you were launching the multi, I was already feeling down and sick. And when I got that, whatever it was, your product was the vehicle. And I had drastic improvements. So talk about timing, talking about like, dude, it's from the bottom of my heart, man. I fucking love your stuff, and I'm gonna endorse the shit out of it. And you didn't pay me or anything like that, but I love your shit. I'm gonna like, I want more. I want your ashwagandha.
Yeah, I think by the time this episode releases, it should be out, and I might even have a commercial going on for it in the episode. So yeah, and by the way, all the supplements we have can be found at elitelifenutrition.com/whatever that supplement is. So if it's calcium, elitelifenutrition.com/calcium. If it's the multivitamin, it's elitelifenutrition.com/multi. For the ashwagandha, which is a tough one to spell, it's elitelifenutrition.com/ashwagandha. I believe the spelling is ashwagandha. There's an extra H-A at the end of that. So, yeah, I mean, that's where you can find all of them. I'll put that in the show notes as well for any of the supplements if you guys are interested. Like I said before, I'm putting it out there. I'm not expecting you guys to buy it if you don't want to. If you don't take supplements, whatever, that's cool. But in general, the supplements we're working on, especially the men's multivitamin, some of the other ones, they can absolutely help you in your day-to-day life and optimize a lot of the factors like energy, sleep, that kind of thing. So check it out when you get a chance. Like I said, I put a lot of time research into formulating these things. They are of the highest quality, and I've taken out all the crap found in so many other supplements out there. I mean, that was really honestly one of the reasons why I wanted to do it, Sal, was because finding good vitamins supplements myself was really tough, and I'm super into this. I have been for many years. I got a personal trainer background. I've also worked at a supplement company for a few years, supplement store, I should say. So I've been into this for many years, but finding good quality supplements has been really, really fucking hard for me. So I wanted to just take over and make sure that what I'm getting and putting into my body is, you know, of the highest quality. And I want to help other guys find the same thing. Take the task, the job, the tediousness away from them having to do that, and just, you know, be able to rely on one company that can give it to them all.
Yeah, dude, you hit it out of the park. I mean, the reality for me is that I don't have the perfect diet. And I do work a lot, and sometimes I forget to eat lunch, and sometimes I forget to eat breakfast, and that's why I love to supplement, because I get the additional boost from the vitamins and minerals. And you know, for me, the effect was this really cool energy. Sleeping improved when I took your first one, the magnesium, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then the multi was just energy and focus, dude. It was just awesome, dude. It was great. And I appreciate everything that you did about it. So cool.
Awesome, man. I love it. And yeah, I mean, so just kind of bringing it back to center here, minus the Elite Life Nutrition testimonials and commercials and advertising for the last couple of minutes. I really do appreciate that, man. I mentioned this to you before, like you're one of my best friends as far as the online space goes, and just people I've met over the last few years, dude. Just a kick-ass fucking dude, and I can't wait to, you know, to meet up with you in person and, you know, grab a few beers again and shoot the shit. But putting it all together, man, what is the last topic or tip that you have for guys in terms of finding their purpose?
Last tip I have for the gents out here in finding purpose. You will find resistance when you look for your purpose. You'll find a lot of resistance because it's not something that comes naturally. Because what it ends up doing is it has you really owning your power and owning, making a choice for yourself. So the advice that I have for you is expect the resistance and know that the best version of yourself is on the other side of what you resist. So people will say what resists persists. Don't allow that resistance to control you. Or if you want to say it another way, don't allow the fear to stop you. Don't allow the fear or the uncomfort or the uncertainty to stop you in your tracks, to limit you. Know that that's normal. Don't be afraid of it and go right through it. Just keep asking why. Keep going.
Love it, man. And do you have any kind of follow-up, last send-off, takeaway message for the Elite Man podcast listeners, and then also a place that our listeners can check out more about your work?
Hell yeah, man. I made it really simple. So, so last send-off, Elite Men. Justin has a group that's been really popular. I started out with that. My journey since the Elite Man Conference has been the Where's Waldo lifestyle and the entrepreneurial lifestyle. So regardless if you want to travel the world and be the best version of yourself or whatever it is, or you're at your 9-to-5, just a big shout out to my boy Justin. I can't thank you enough, Justin. You're amazing. And men, you are capable of so much power. And if you're finding that you're stuck, or you're stuck in the doing, or you're at a point in your life where you're just so frustrated because you heard all the self-help, you've done all this stuff, don't be afraid to reach out to guys like me and Justin or mentors. I can't say this over and over. We don't bite. Yeah, we might not be able to get back to you right away, but you don't have to be afraid to reach out. So for me, you can head over to my website if you want to look. I took all the like pages away, Justin, because I'm like, I'm done with these pages. It's driving me nuts. There's one button that says get updates, and my updates are my email list. And what I'm up to is speaking, coaching, events, value add, whatever. Get over there and sign up if you want. I'm sure that is the best way to head over there. That's salmariano.com.
Love it, Sal. Always a pleasure, man. I really do appreciate it. You are the fucking man, and we have unbelievable conversations. You know, we should probably just start recording all of our conversations from this point forward and throw them on the podcast, because we have a fucking great time, and I feel like there's a lot of value being thrown around, and I hope you listeners feel the same way as well, because Sal, you'll definitely be back on again, man, and hopefully sooner rather than later. I really do appreciate your time today, and I know the guys are going to love this one, so take care, and I will talk to you soon, man.
Thanks, buddy. See you later, guys.
Hey, are you following me on social media yet? If not, quit being a complete psychopath and follow me now. Seriously, I post regularly throughout the week and love giving behind-the-scenes updates on the daily life of an elite man. I'm currently most active on Instagram and Facebook, so follow me on both. Get day-to-day updates on book recommendations, biohacking tools, elite man know-how, and all other glorious content I probably shouldn't post about but do anyways. Whether pics of me trying to conquer the world in my personal life, or whether cutting-edge research on the potential cures to all disease, keep up to date and have a few laughs by following either, or more preferably both, my social media pages now. I'm at Justin Stenstrom on both Instagram and Facebook, so it should be very easy to find me. That's JustinStenstrom on both these social media platforms. Follow me now and see exactly what I'm up to throughout the week. Get your daily dose of Elite Man entertainment and information Sunday through Saturday. Instagram and Facebook at Justin Stenstrom.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, there's one last thing I need you to do. I need you to subscribe to this podcast right now if you haven't already. By subscribing to the podcast, you get every single episode the minute they're released. Get all of our Elite Man podcast interviews with all of our incredible world-class guests from the lifestyle, health, fitness, business, and social worlds absolutely free. Subscribe now, guys, if you haven't already, and enjoy all future episodes. And yes, if you do love the podcast, leave us an awesome review. We really do appreciate it.